Amen. Please let us pray. Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you that it's not by coincidence. It's not even by a plan of man, but it's only by your plans. I thank you. I pray that you will manifest yourself. Have your way, O God. Speak to us. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have mercy on me. May I be only a vessel in your hands. That the end of today, we'll know that you visited us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Take your seat. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to introduce this nice couple also who came with me. And they are mega stars. This is mega stars. Amen. You meet Reverend Kwesi and Lady Pastor Bibi, and they are our missionaries in Malawi. Amen. Put your hands together for them. Hallelujah. It's always an honor to meet with them. 17 years ago, I was a very young pastor looking for my feet, and this young lady was one of my sheep. So it's an honor for me when I meet her and to say that, Lord, every sheep part of their fruit. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Wow. It's such a pleasure visiting your church. Your pastor is a very good friend of my husband and myself. And it's nice to come to your church, Randy. I think the church is very much like the pastor. A lot of laughter, a lot of happiness, a lot of mean share. And then it's mixed with the word of God. I was listening to your Bible time and I kept on saying there are preachers in this house. There are preachers. Yeah, too many preachers in the house. Amen. Because as people took the microphone and shared things, you can see that you are not strangers to the word of God, and it's so beautiful. Hallelujah. Amen. And so as you are preaching, I'm so happy to hear you sharing things in the church. I hope the next time I come, you will not be here because your pastor has sent you to start a branch. Amen. It's a good place to clap. Tell your neighbor they are talking about you. They are talking to you. They are talking to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Wow. I've loved every minute of being with you. Amen. Well, as your pastor took the book on demons and he was speaking, I began to smile where I was sitting. Because this morning I have given a very polite title to my to what I believe God wanted me to share with you. I don't mind you, Reverend. But I've entitled the message Spiritual Entities, because that was what Bishop called it. Amen. And I gave it that title because I said to myself that if I entitle a message demons, somebody will say that we came to the church and then they have sent us, they came to preach about demons in the church, you know. But today I have come with a mission because I asked the Lord, what should I talk about? I was going to talk about something very nice and simple so that you think I'm a very nice person. But the Lord said to me that the people don't pray. And they don't pray because they cannot see. So he said, show them the demons. So that's my only mission today. My prayer is that at the end of today, you will see a demon. It's because you haven't seen them. That is why when it's time to pray, at the time I hadn't heard anything about, you know, what your pastor was saying. So when he started talking, I said, oh, thank you for confirming for me that you are like my people at home. Hallelujah. Before I start preaching, I think we should put our hands together for our Father Bishop Dag. Amen. We wouldn't have been here but for him. Hallelujah. And so I'm coming to talk to you about spiritual entities. I've called them spiritual entities because just to mitigate it a little bit, I've given you a few good examples from the Bible. But I may even remove the good ones, the good examples, and give you only the bad examples. So that you will understand that what we are saying is true. And what we are saying is real. Amen. Last semester, well, I'm a first love pastor, so allow me to, we talk in semesters because that's how things run. There is this young man in my church. Anointed young man. Anointed. Yeah. Anointed. He is the son of pastors. He is a very wild musician. The word of God lives. You should see somebody happy about. Yeah. He quotes the scriptures like the guy. Where are you? Yeah, God bless you for your testimony. Lovely testimony. I mean, a real brother loving the word of God. One day, it was a Sunday. And We start service at 6:30 in the morning. We are young people. And that's the culture on the KNUSD campus. Yeah. And please, I'm the pastor of the KNUSD Ayidriasi campus, because there are two of us on the campus. So the campus has a first love, and Ayidriasi is also there. Amen. No, we're not Carbon Copy. We're KNUSD Ayidriasi campus. It's a first love church. Amen. Because the campus has spilled out in a whole area. So, and that area is called Ayidriasi. Anyway, that's beside the point. Anyway, here we were at 6:30. I get to church at 5:30 on Sunday morning. There's no sign of the young man. 6 a.m., no sign. 6:30, no sign. 7, by 7, service is on the way, no sign. So I called my son. I said, where is this young man? Because my son is his shepherd. They're in the same. I said, I wonder. 8 a.m., no sign. As I was preaching, my heart began to beat. What has happened? And I said to my son, go and find out. When he got there, it was very unusual. When he got there, the young man was in his room, asleep. Asleep. And there began a battle I have not seen before, of a young man under the age of 25, attacked by a demon called depression. Yeah. He couldn't wake up. I had to literally talk him through his exams. I had to send people to make sure he was awake. What had happened to this young man? A demon had visited him. Some of you listening to the sound of my voice, you are there. Oh, me, I'm just a melancholic person. That's how I am. Oh, I'm a little depressed, so I'm going to see a counselor. We don't counsel demons. We drive them out by the power of the word and by the prayer and by the word of our testimony and by the blood of Jesus. We don't counsel demons. In fact, this morning, as I looked at that, we have a summary of every day that Bishop Febben's office sends out. And I looked and I sent the guy a text. I said, this one is for you. Let me start showing you something in the Bible. Let's just go to the Bible. Hallelujah. I was just giving you a little window. Because we are calling all these things by fancy names. Yeah. Let us begin our story today in Revelation chapter 16. I want to show you some spiritual things. And if you are scared at the end of service, my aim would have been achieved. Hallelujah. I want to show you something. Let's begin from verse 12. And the sixth angel poured out his vial unto the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon. No problem. For as long as we're talking about dragons, it's not a problem. But take a look. And out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. A frog. I thought frogs were little green things jumping around. You know, nothing to be afraid of. But I hope you can see that this is something else. It looked like a frog. And you see, that is the problem, that many spiritual things, they look natural. But here the Bible is telling us that the frog came out of the mouth of the false prophet. That's a demon. That's a demon. Please, let's continue. Let's continue so that it can become a little more frightening. Revelation chapter 9. Revelation chapter 9. I hope you're telling your neighbor, I'll start praying. Revelation chapter 9. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth. And to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. What's the bottomless pit? Hell. And he opened it, blah, blah, blah. Let's look at verse 3. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. What are they saying? Something was released from earth, from hell. Locusts eat green things. But these were spiritual entities. These were demons. And as they were coming, they had only one mission. Don't eat grass. Don't look for a fruit. Don't look for any green thing. Look for human beings who do not have the mark of God on their foreheads. How do you say? We are reading scripture. Oh? Okay. Look at it. Verse 5. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion that striketh a man. How does a locust even begin to look like a scorpion? But its only mission was to harass human beings for 5 months. There's somebody listening to me, you have a problem. 5 months, 6 months, 7 months, 1 year, 2 years is going on, and you keep on saying, oh God, have mercy on me. Lord, deliver me. And nothing is happening. The reason why nothing is happening is because something has come from somewhere. It's a demon, and he came with a mission. Not to kill you. Oh, he won't kill you. Oh no, it's going to torment you. It's going to torment you. So when you say, I won't pray, I can't fast, I'm tired, you know, life is so, you see, and then you are praying, Lord, deliver me. Let me tell you something. The scripture is the scripture. The Lord does not go against the scriptures. What did he tell us to do in the scripture? What you bind on earth, what you bind, what you bind. What who binds? You bind. So that's why you have been praying and nothing is happening. Because you were supposed to do the binding. That what you bind will be bound. But you are not binding. You are sleeping. You are working. You are looking for money. You are saying something else. But he needs you to wake up and bind. Please, we are still coming. We are still coming. I hope you are getting frightened. Mercy. And in those days, verse 6, shall men seek death and shall not find. Your torment is so much that you are even longing to go. And shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. Now listen to verse 7. It's my favorite part of the verse. And the shape, a locust is like a grasshopper. Okay, but look at this one. The shapes of the locusts were like horses prepared unto battle. On their heads were, as it were, crowns like gold. And their faces were as the faces of men. You are looking at somebody who looks like a human being, but he is no human being. He is like something that has come from somewhere with a mission to cause torment. And he looks like a man, but he's a locust. They had hair as the hair of a woman. And their teeth as the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates, as it were, of iron. And the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to the battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions. And there were stings in their tails. I don't know how a locust has a tail, but the Bible says these locusts had a tail. And there were stings in them, and their power was to hurt men for 5 months. You see, we are talking about a very serious thing. What we are talking about is that there are demons and there are entities and there are things that affect things, and they affect us. I want to give you a few present day examples also. In the year 2010, there's a nation. You see, it's like one, it's one place, but it's divided into two. One half in 2010 had a major earthquake. Major, major, major earthquake. Spoiled everything. It took time. They're still rebuilding. In fact, they have not been able to rebuild. The nation next door, you see, if you travel, you know that borders are actually man-made things. There's no wall. There's no nothing. It's just an artificial something. On the other side, no, I'll tell you the story later. I have to read one more scripture. If I don't read the scripture, you understand this example. Good. Okay, so have mercy on me. Please tell your neighbor, have patience for the lady small. Have a little patience. Have a little patience. All right. Let's go to Revelation chapter 6. We're in Revelations. It's a very good book. Revelation chapter 6. Remember, John the Revelator was having a revelation. In fact, it was this revelation that he knew he had to have. In Revelation chapter 5, the Bible says that there was a book that he couldn't open. Yeah. Said the book was sealed. Yeah. Yeah. Remember, even Bishop talked about it. The book was sealed, and John began to cry because he knew that there's something in that book I gotta get. I don't know about you. There's something in this book you have to get. Amen. There's something in it. There's something. Today, my mission is just to break the seal of this book. So that when you open it, you'll understand. He began to cry. Why was he crying? He said the book was sealed. The book was closed. And that's why he began to cry. And then an elder came out. Somebody told him, it's going to be okay. Somebody will open the book. Now, Revelation chapter 6 now tells you what he began to see as the book was open. Is that okay? So let's go to Revelation 6. Verse 1 says, I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, because it was the Lamb who was now allowed to open the seals of this book. And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts was saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat on him had a bow. And a crown was given to him. And he went forth conquering and to conquer. A lot of the wars that you see don't make sense. Something has been sent to conquer. Can we continue? And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red. You see, these horses are all spiritual things. Hello? They're all spiritual things. Like the chariot and whatever that came to take Elijah away. Was it a spiritual thing or a physical thing? It was spiritual. Okay. And when he had opened the second seal, okay, where were we? Another horse that was red, and power was given him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. Does it resemble the news? And there was given unto him a great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. And I behold, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see that thou heed not the oil and the wine. Are you here? In other words, another beast, so the first one began to conquer. The second took peace away from the earth. The third one is now describing a situation of famine. Hunger. So the food was expensive. The only thing that was not was the anointing. Let's continue. Verse 7. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death and Hell. Followed him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger and with death and with the beasts of the earth. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw the altar of souls of them that were slain for the word of God. Can you see that we could have been reading the news today? Hey, you are very quiet all of a sudden. Could we not have? Is this not like the news? So first, the conquering. The conquering. Then peace has been taken. Or you don't read the news, so you can't see that peace. Hey, we passed through Istanbul on our way to Korea. Which month was that? October. Just 2 days ago, there was a mega bombing in Istanbul. Everywhere that you are passing, peace was taken. Are you there? What followed the peace? That the famine and the hunger. Have you been reading the news? Did they not recently have to go and rescue some villagers in Syria? They're talking about how to get, and people are just dying like that. Starvation. It's already happening as we are speaking. just like that. You see, it looks like, oh, it's a natural thing. Oh, the people are called ISIS and they are called, you see, you can call them what you like, but it is a white horse that has been sent, followed by a red one, followed by a black one. And then it says that there's another one. That one, if I was in my church, I'd have done a demonstration here. I'm not sure. They told me when I come to South Africa, they told me I should be very careful and that I shouldn't offend anybody. I shouldn't mind anybody. Allow me. You see, every horse had one rider. Every horse had one rider. Until we got to this horse. The horse had one rider, death, and another following, hell. So the idea is that kill the people first so that they go to hell. Kill them. And it looks as if it's just a natural thing happening, but it's not natural. It's not natural. It's a spirit. It is demons who are just roaming around free. So now I can tell you my story. I was talking to you about this country, long country like that, divided in two by an invisible border. Okay. This side has an earthquake. People die. I don't know how on the same piece of land it's destroyed everything, but the other half, nothing happened. Nothing. The other land. A few months after the earthquake, there was a, I don't know whether it's hurricane or whatever. Again, it fell on the part that had the earthquake. The other side, nothing. I became sure that I was looking at entities at work when cholera struck the same place that had had the earthquake and that had had rainfall. They had cholera, and the cholera also did not pass to the other place. Explain to me, does it take visa to cross? Does it need a visa? Does it have to have passport? What about the wind? When it is coming, does it not just blow? Explain to me. You can say, okay, the earthquake, we can explain it away. That, okay, maybe the country is on a fault. No problem. The other country is not. But what about the wind? What about the wind? Why did the wind and the rain spoil things here, but not cross the border? Cholera. When human beings are moving, they carry the disease with them. They watch them. The cholera stayed here. I am telling you the story of Haiti and the Dominican Republic. It looks natural. But can you see that it looks like a horse? The one that came conquering and to conquer. Earthquake. Takes peace away. The famine that followed. The death and the hell and hell that followed. You say, oh, me, I'm in South Africa, I'm safe. Don't joke. Hey, push your neighbor and say, don't joke. Tell your neighbor, I don't particularly like this lady pastor, but it's true, it's in the Bible. I'm preaching to you about demons. That's why we're praying, demons and how to deal with them. It's time you stop running. It's time you also stop calling pastor. Listen. Pastor, for the rest of the fast, you are praying about your own issues. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. No. Don't call me. I'm dealing with my own. Deal with yours. Yeah. Because we all, you see, when you begin, may God open your eyes. When you begin to open your eyes, you begin to see things happening. Some families, the reason why nobody marries is that marriage was conquered. Marriage was conquered. Sometimes it's not even a family. Sometimes it's a whole people. A whole people. Yeah. A whole people cannot marry. They're already conquered. Look into your house where you see that there's some families. Peace. There's no peace. Hey. There's no peace. A violent spirit reigns in the place. And you are there and you are saying you will not pray. I need to inform you that it's not that God has not protected you. It is that we have been loose. We have been slack. We don't pray. Because we say we don't like praying. And if you are saying I'm too busy, you are too busy to pray. Watch out. You've not seen a demon yet. Oh, Father, give us visions of demons. Amen. Let us see them. When you see them, you will understand. You will understand why you need to pray.
by the grace of God, my job makes me move a lot. And I remember the bishop has always said, when you get to a place, pray. You don't know what happened in the place where you were. 1 year, I traveled to the UK. That one was just, I was, you know, when I got there, because I knew the people I stayed with. I don't know what. I didn't pray in there, nothing. Well, I got there on a Sunday, went straight to church. Hadn't eaten anything, but by Sunday night, had a serious, you know, like when you have food poisoning, you've eaten something that doesn't agree with you. Sunday night, continued through Monday. Monday night, continued through Tuesday. Tuesday, and I was in real pain. In fact, one night, I thought that I was going to die. And I picked my phone and I called my assistant and I said to her, "Humi, I don't know, but if you just pray, okay, because I don't know." By Wednesday, the person I was staying with was now concerned. The person said, "Hey, I think you've got to go to the hospital." I said, "How much would they charge me for consultation?" She said, £60. I said, "You look at me, this is my Ghana face, to go and see doctor for consultation, £60. I ain't going nowhere. Hey, not the medicine. If it was even the medicine, maybe I'll say something, but hey, just consultation. So what will I use?" Hey, hello. I said, "My tummy is aching." Then you now write a prescription and Pastor Andy is not there to save me. So this night, which is now Wednesday night, which is the fourth night of running, I got up as usual in the middle of the night, one of my trips to the washroom. And when I came back, there was a demon sitting on my bed. I said, "So you are the resident tenant and you have been trying to remove me. So be it known unto you, by the power of the name of Jesus Christ and by the power of the blood, get out of here. I'm the tenant till I leave." Out. This is 3 o'clock in the morning. Who are you coming to call? Do you answer 3 a.m. calls? You better be. Yeah. Amen. Some of us who are here, you see, there are things going on. There are things going on. That's my only message to you today. There are things going on. You see, and some of you, when they say, "Oh, we are praying through a book." Oh, why are we praying through a book? Why? Is it not the Bible? Is it not the Bible that you have now come to break the seal to you? Have you not been reading Revelations? You have been hopping over either. I don't understand. You need somebody to just explain it to you. That's the effect of the books. And in the book, we are learning from Mark chapter 5. The madman of Gadara, if the devil had his way, that's where he's taking you. And you are saying that, "Oh, but I'm not mad." But when you start going through the book, you begin to see that there are symptoms of the madness there. Yes. One of the symptoms. You see, many sicknesses, we can only know by the signs. This madman was uncontrollable. Nowadays, our churches are full of uncontrollable people. We can't get you to sing. We can't get you to pray. We can't get you. So when your pastor was speaking, I was very happy. I said, ISI, you won't go. Wake up to pray to you won't go. Come and pray here too, you won't come. Can you see how uncontrollable you are? It's a sign of a demon. You thought that it was you. I thought it was you. Amen. There are some of you, when you come into the church, even when the church is empty, you sit at the back. You didn't know that as you were coming, the physical usher was sitting here. He was trying to get you to come forward. There was an entity standing there. He just ushered you to the back. Sit at the back. Sit at the back. That's why you come to church. Every time you come, you sit at the back. You don't know that it's a demon that has placed you there. Because the back of every church has a different spirit. Yeah. When you sit at that, you see, when you are a mother with a child, it's a period of your life. You know, you are there because you just want to get out. But when there's nothing, you are not pregnant, you are not carrying any nursing, nothing, you choose to sit at the back. Listen, the Bible says that the sons of God went to visit God and Satan came with them. So as we have come to church, when you were combing your hair and dressing, a few demons in hell were also dressing. And they were told, "Your assignment this morning is Silver Lakes. When you get there, all the unspiritual people, just usher them to the back. Usher them to the place where they don't, you know." When you are at the back, your concentration is broken. Yeah, it's broken. I'm just coming from the ISI. I also work with ISI, so my work takes me into a certain place. So I got a little time. I said, "Let me go and sit in the sessions." I sat at the back. Rev, when I sat at the back, do you know that I left the back and I went back into where we were to sit down and watch the TV? It was better. It was better. At the back. the atmosphere, the something. It's not the preacher that thing. No. So when you come, the church is not full. You see, when it is full, you have no choice. But it is not full. Please, where are the, I need an usher. An usher, please come. Uh-huh. That's a physical usher here. There's also another usher. It's not physical. As you are coming, please start calling. Can I have somebody? I told you that me, I acted. I need somebody to come. You are a church member. Yeah, thank you, brother. You are coming to church. And as you are coming, please be calling him. And then the teacher, brother, I got a better place for you. Don't mind it. I got a better place for you. Olivia, come. Just here. Don't go a step further. Right here is the best place to be, you know. If you start to sleep, Pastor will not say, yeah, we can start having a chat. Yeah. Sit there for a few weeks. Just stay there for a few weeks and you will find your desire for God even will start to die. Yeah. Oh, I came to jail. At least I came. I'm better than somebody who didn't come. You are joking with your life. Oh, you are joking with your life. If something happens now, you are the first man out of the door. In the name of Jesus, it's not your story. Amen. But I'm sharing something with you today. And I'm trying to say to you that we need this prayer. We need the prayer. The madman of Gadara. Madman of Gadara. Uncontrollable. Here was the guy. Another thing that you see about this man, the Bible says he was taking stones and cutting himself, hurting himself. And there's some of you in the church today, the things you are doing are hurting only you. They're hurting only you. But you don't know that there's something behind it. Something behind it. He says, sleep with the girl. Don't mind those funny men. Sleep with the girl. Hey, the Bible says that every prostitute that you join yourself to, a piece of you is left there. You become one with that person. You become one. As you become one, they cut. You leave small of yourself there. You go to the next one. You question, it's a cut. It's a wound. And that's why you say, you're even the way you think is some way. But you didn't know it was a demon. You didn't know. You thought that it's just life. No, it was something planned to hurt you, and only you. But it will tell you, see, when you are indulging in a lot of fornication, you say that his pastor, who is an old man from the former generation, doesn't understand. He doesn't know what it means to have chemicals that are boiling. And you know, pastor, you know, you don't know what it is to burn. You've got your wife and you are trying to control me. And you are saying, so you think the person that you are wounding is him. But actually, you are like the madman who took the stones. Whose blood was pouring? His own. When you say, I won't come to the prayer meeting, the only person who is hurt is you. It's you. Not the pastor. Hallelujah. Am I sharing something with you this morning? Am I sharing with you why you got to wake up and pray those prayers? Yeah. It's because you need to see that something is warring against you. God knows that one day I was praying. I said, Lord, I want to see. Open my eyes. Then the Holy Ghost said, can you take it? I said, of course. Oh, I can handle it. For I don't even think it was a minute. I was frightened out of my socks. I don't wear socks. Out of my skin. Hey! When I saw a person pass and the thing that was following it, and I said, please, it's okay. I don't want to see again. It's okay. It's okay. No more. Please, I understand. Please, you know, but it's true. I don't need to see. And that's why he doesn't allow us to see. If we, you see, this church that we're standing here, if you could see up here, what's going, I mean, you won't be able to come to church. You stand up there and say, Lord, please, it's a frightening place. I cannot go there. Yeah. That's why he doesn't open our eyes to see. But he just gives us these windows and gives us these pictures to help us. Can I share one more? Please, is my time? Are you going to pray? Are you going to pray?
Yes.
Are you going to wake up at 4:30 and pray? Yeah. Yeah. You're coming to the park. You're coming to pray. Hallelujah. Let me show you another scripture.
Pastor, they have only come to make us afraid.
Oh, but it's a good fear. Okay, before I end, I'll give you one or two that will help the fear to you contain it, but you still come and pray. Hallelujah. Let's look at another scripture today. Revelations. Oh, today we are in the Revelations, you know. After this, you're going to enjoy Revelations. You're going to enjoy it. Revelations chapter 10. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud. Tell your neighbor, you're looking very beautiful, but cloud. Oh, no. And a rainbow was upon his head. Tell the nearest lady, your head is beautiful. Help is nice, but it's not a rainbow. And his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. He had in his hand a little book, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth. You see, in this scripture, the Lord sent an angel. There are angels who look like human beings. Why do I say that? Because the scripture says that people have entertained angels unawares. But this Bible in Revelation, this scripture, clearly it was not like a human being. Strange clothing like a cloud, face like sun, hair like a rainbow. You know, God was doing something very clear. He said his feet were like pillars of fire. He came holding a book. When you have time, please read the whole chapter. You will discover that this angel, when I read about an angel, I thought the angel would come with the message. He was holding the book. He said nothing to John until around verse 8, when John heard a voice saying, go and take the book from the angel. It was when he took the book from the angel that the angel spoke. There are some messages and things you need to hear. Till you hold the book, you will never hear it. Yeah, it was when he went to the angel, he took, please, you are the angel, so you can hold it. He went and he took it from him. When he took it, then the angel said, take the book and eat it. It will be sweet in your mouth. It will be bitter in your belly. What does it mean? As you are reading the book, it is sweet in your mouth. As you seek to do what it says, we are praying through it. That's the bitterness we don't want. The bitterness of the waking up at 4:30. The bitterness of going to work and finishing work and then with our tiredness and our hunger coming to pray. That's the bitterness we don't want. The obeying what you see is bitter. It's hard. It's painful. You know, I've been a pastor for some years, but do you think that when it's time to fast, I say, hooray, it's fasting time? I would be a lying wonder if I told you I said that. Rather, I start to pray, Lord, grace. Lord, grace. Hey, it's great. Amen. And as I've gotten older, my prayer for grace has increased. Hey! But some of you are young. Your fast should not be 6 to 6. No. No. When we were your age, we were fasting Monday to Wednesday, only water. Monday to Friday, only water. Yeah, we survived. We didn't die. We didn't die. Right now, I think if I tried, I would die. Hey, I would die. I tell you, I wouldn't lie to you. So do it while you can, because the time comes when you can't. Night is coming. For some of us, our time is almost up. Yeah. I can feel it and I can see it. Yeah. And when I have to lead that first love congregation of mine, at times I have to go and look for people with strength. One of my sons, I said, Charlie, this thing, I can't lead it. 3 days, Monday to Wednesday. Yeah, but you need to do it. Amen. You need to do it. Why do you need to do it? Some things you need strength to get rid of them. So get rid of it now. Don't wait. I can imagine some of the prayers that I prayed at that time. If I had to do it now, it won't work. Because I'm also from a family that has its things. Hey, my father was the only person I know in his generation who got married and stayed with the same wife. Yeah. Yeah. My grandfather was one of 5 brothers. And they emigrated from further up West Africa to Ghana. That's my grandfather. between that generation, my father's generation, about 250 people. What does it mean? That 5 men, they're just having children here. Hey! Plenty! I also noticed that the young men among them, especially the promising ones, they died early. Yeah, I noticed it. Many of those who were going somewhere, the doctors, they died early. I also noticed that the drinking was a main issue. Yeah. So I started praying from long, way back. Way, 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 way back. Not now. This is your time. This is your time. When you are moving around in South Africa, it looks like a place that demons cannot be. It's too nice. Yeah, it's too nice. You see, when you come to Ghana, we can almost see it. I mean, when you look at the road with the potholes, you can see that this thing is a denial, Claire. But here, oh, the place is nice. It's clean. You've not seen a madman. I've seen only one. He had gone to perch by traffic lights in Soweto. He was directing traffic. That's the only one. But if you come to Ghana, you don't need any conviction. You can see the demons walking. Yeah, the bad madman of Ghana is there walking free. There's one, I stay in a village, even though we work in Kumasi, we stay in a village. There's one guy, when he sparks, you see him walking in the middle of the road. Dare you blow your horn. He will take the best stone he can get and throw at your car. Eh. So you just look, is he on the left? Then you pass the right. Is he on the right? You pass the left. But here in South Africa, I don't see this guy anymore walking. No. So you've just got to get it from the Bible. That the Bible is true. You know, our rubbish, that is plenty. Yeah. Because anywhere the devil comes, you can see some signs. Rubbish, a lot of debt is one of them. Uh-huh. The disorganized. You don't have those things here. So it's almost like, the demons, no, they are not here. Don't joke. Don't joke. Don't joke. Hey, don't joke. Hallelujah. Don't joke. It is time to rise up and pray. And as you do, you are praying not for you only for yourself, but for yourself. You're also praying for your nation. Amen. When Pharaoh rose up, you see all those things you are seeing. The locusts that came, the dust, the frogs, they were all entities. The plagues, where were they coming from? It was all the work of demons. And each time, Moses would have to go and entreat God. In other words, the solution is a prayer. Amen. The solution is prayer. The solution is God. And then the frogs will go back. He'll pray and the lice will go away. Hallelujah. It's time for you to get rid of some lice in your life. Yeah. Get rid of certain things and it will only go by prayer. And when I say prayer, I beg of you, it's not the shake. You see, that kind of prayer, even me, I'm not convinced. How much more Satan? You yourself, you're not convinced. I mean, you are praying. Hey Charlie, I want to go into my windows. Bibi, can you be a demon for me small? Imagine, please, you are not a demon. This lady, she's a very anointed lady. But it's just for, can you imagine a demon this size? You want to move a demon this size. And then you go and say, shall I come right up here? You want to move it. This thing is got to leave your life and leave your house. And you say, out. You see, where is it going? But when you see it, and you say, in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, the one that defeated you, and by the blood of the Lamb, I order you to leave, in the name of Jesus. Hey! Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I cannot end this preaching on such a heavy note. So let me just open one or two scriptures for you to see that there is hope. Hallelujah. Amen. Open your Bible with me. To 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings. Hallelujah. Are you going to be more serious about praying? And do it early. Tell your neighbor, we've got to do it before we get old. Yeah. Get to do it before our strength is gone. You see, you can see that if you were a feeble old person, how are you going to remove this demon? Hey! You see, you can't even walk long. You see, it's at this age you can have a prayer meeting on a park with no chairs. At a certain age, everybody is 70. Who needs chairs? Oh, you don't get what I'm trying to say. Life would have caught up. If you see, even now when I lead the prayer, I see the difference. I see the difference. I need the prayer myself. Hey, I allow the small boys to cheat me. But I see the difference. I see there are times as I'm leading the prayer, you notice that I just come. They think that I'm just doing, but I'm actually resting. And I'm just resting. So I'm still praying, but I'm resting. And I notice all these changes are coming. They're the changes of age. So imagine I was now coming to start. Wow. Dealing with generational curses. I'm now coming to start. Hey. One day, Elisha woke up. When he woke up, he says that, let's take it from, I think what was happening was that he was in a situation. The king had discovered that everything he discusses in his chamber was going out, and he thought it was a spy. And he was told that it's not the spy, it's the prophet Elisha who was leaking the info. So he decided that we better get rid of this prophet. Okay, so that's the background. And so it says in verse 13, and he said, so it's not, the king is now talking to his servants, go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, behold, he's in Dothan. Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host. And they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. His servant said to him, alas, my master, what shall we do? And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Hallelujah. And so here was Elisha in the day when he was surrounded. Amen. He was surrounded by the enemy, but he could already see that God had sent forces. His servant, like many of us, couldn't see. His servant couldn't see. And he said, open his eyes, let him see. You see, Elisha was a man of prayer. He was a man of prayer. So he could see. He could see that it was there. And when he now prayed, and the Lord opened the man, young man's eyes, and he could see that the defense was there. As we gather to pray, as you wake up to pray, as you begin to deal with things one after the other, the Lord will send you spiritual help. He will send you spiritual forces. The Lord will send you what you need to overcome in every situation. Hallelujah. It is so important. The Bible says that we are the head and not the tail. We are in front and not behind. Hallelujah. And as we rise up and take our place and we begin to pray and push back the demonic host, we will see the deliverance of the Lord. Amen. You must lift up your city also. You know, lift it up and say that as long as I'm here, this city will not boil over. Yeah. The tensions will not boil over. Hallelujah. It is in our power. It's only that we don't know. I'm ending with a last true story. When we were in ministry in Tamale, my husband and I, we started in Tamale. It was only, we were there for 15 years. It was only in 2010 that we came down to Kumasi. A time came when the most important chief in that part of the country was assassinated. And he was assassinated and he was beheaded, and it was a very big thing. And from that thing, the whole area, the whole city was under curfew for 3 years. For 3 years, you couldn't have an all night. For 3 years, you couldn't be out in the various things. And not only that, I don't even know how to describe it. On an ordinary day, you'd be wherever, and you get a call. I had many of those calls. Mommy, where are you? Are you in the office? Charlie, the city is on fire again. And you have to find your way, quickly pick your kids and go on. And it kept on happening. And the reason was because the man was from one side of the same tribe, and the two sides were against each other. Are you getting it? It was the other guys who had killed them. And the people who did the killing were part of the, or should I say, they had the backing of the ruling government. So it kept on, you know, people kept on agitating. It went like this on and on, over and over and over. One day, a man came from Accra. He came together with a team, and he came to have a meeting with the churches in the city. And he said, myself and my people, we just pray. You see, the man who had been killed, they couldn't even bury him. Yeah. The 3 years he was in a mortuary. Couldn't even touch him. Yeah. Hey, who's going to bury? Couldn't do anything. The man was there. You see, the people who killed him beheaded him. And it's like something we don't do. And so to behead meant you have debased him. I don't know. Yeah. So it's like, no, you are not going to bury this guy till we solve the issue. Till we know what happened. Till we see. Yeah. Put the money in the fridge there. So even the government, they want to say, well, at least by the government, we can come and don't touch it. Then this man came up and then he said, we're going to pray. And he agreed with all the Christians that on a particular day, we were going to meet in our version of, it was like a stadium, an open air something, and we're going to pray. And the Christians came together, church by church, denomination by denomination, and we prayed. Oh, we prayed. Towards the end of that prayer time, they asked the people who were from side A, come forward. People from side B, come forward. And among the Christians, there was prayer and reconciliation there. Within 2 months of that prayer, the curfew was lifted, the man was buried, the crisis was over, everything. Amen. What am I saying to you? All that while, the power to end it was in our hands. We had just not used it. God sent somebody to us. In this prayer time, this city, the power to keep it is in your hands. Amen. It's in your hands. The power to keep the peace is in your hands. The power to rescue your family is in your hands. The power to get yourself out of issues and troubles is in your hands. May the Lord help us to pray. May He help us to see into the spiritual world. May He grant us the grace to fast. May He help us at the end of this time. May things change. May every demon tormenting your life be overcome. And may you be able to stand up and fulfill the reason for which the Lord has placed you in this city. Please stand to your feet. Hallelujah. For the last few minutes before I hand over the microphone, I just want you to pray. This prayer is just for the grace. Amen. Ask the Lord for the grace to go through. Some of you have jobs that are maybe physically demanding, or you're a student and you have exams and you're saying, how am I going to do this faster? You know, you're thinking about a lot of things. But right now, just talk to the Lord. Lord, give me grace. The Bible says that He gives us grace abundantly. Ask for the grace. The grace to fast and the grace to pray. The grace to fast and the grace to pray. Talk to the Lord. For a few minutes, those of you who are singers, instrumentalists, ask the Lord for the grace. Because you're also going to fast and pray. And some of you are doing it already, but you want to do it more. You want to say, Lord, I ask for the grace to pray and the grace to fast. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Repent of not taking it seriously. Just tell Him, Lord, I didn't know it was such serious business. I thought that I am not mad like the madman of Gadara. I thought I didn't even need that revelation, but now I see I need it. I need the grace, oh God. The grace to deliver my family. The grace to deliver myself. The grace to affect my present and my future. Just ask Him for the grace. Brandon Mosin, Rika Batori Andola Mosini, Mika Mandola Boshidi. Ask Him for grace. Ramatoko Morianda, Rima Tandala Baseni, Iko Basendola Moshindo Naboya, Reba Bandola Momosiki, Ika Bandi, Shima Tondo Naboya, Imendele Mosini. Oh, yes, Lord. Reba Sokoteri Andola Moya. The grace of God to fast and the grace of God to pray. Open our eyes to see what we must see and to do what we must do, oh God. Ramasonde Mebeya, Kibataya Ondola Moshipe, Rima. So just for a few minutes, pray. Ask him for the grace to pray. Somebody, when they said wake up at 4:30, you said, oh, that's not me. But this morning the Holy Spirit is touching you and you want to say, Lord, the grace, I will be awake, it will be okay. It's only for a short time this year, I'll be all right. Talk to the Lord. Rima tunda la mariana, indelebele mbi shikabani. Rima tunda la mariana, ima tebele shima tanda la ba. Ike indelebele mbi. Somebody, you can feel that is depression that is stopping you, but be released this afternoon and say, Lord, I'm released to do my best. I am released. I am released. I am released. Meko tunda la brendelebe shime. Ninda la baba shindelebele ano. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the blood of the Lamb. Thank you for the name of Jesus. Thank you that evil is being pushed back. Thank you, oh God. Lead us as we pray. Lead us as we pray. Lead us as we pray. Reveal to us what we must see and what we must know. Grant us the grace to wait upon you. Grant us the grace to wait. Grant us the grace. Grant us the grace to wait. Grant us the grace to wait in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.